A summary of the laws of Pesach, part 5, laws relating to chametz. In the previous lesson, we discussed the various prohibitions involved in owning and eating chametz, and the detailed prohibitions involved in benefiting from chametz, and in today's lesson, we will discuss the details of the prohibition of owning chametz. The Torah prohibits one from owning chametz on Pesach, even if it will not be left in one's own home, but will be left elsewhere, in another area that one owns. Although one of the verses states by Yirah that you may not see the chametz, in truth there is no prohibition against seeing chametz, and the prohibition is only against owning it, and this prohibition against owning it applies even if it's in an invisible area. Even when chametz is not found in your property, if you still have ownership over it, there is a rabbinical prohibition against owning it on Pesach, and it must be destroyed. So biblically, the prohibition applies to any chametz that you own within your property, and rabbinically, it applies to any chametz that you own at all, even not in your property. Thus, if a person has a case of very expensive whiskey, and he doesn't want to finish it before Pesach, and for whatever reason can't sell it to a guy, it does not help for him to hide it in a public area and then go back after Pesach to take it, as rabbinically this is still considered ownership. In addition to the Torah prohibiting one from owning chametz, it also prohibits one biblically from having liability over chametz. This means that even if you don't own the chametz, but it belongs to somebody else, but it's insured by you, such as if you agree to hold a case of whiskey of your Gayusha neighbor in your house, and by law if anything happens to that whiskey, you will be responsible to pay him back, then it's biblically forbidden to have liability over it over Pesach. However, to have liability over chametz, which is not in your property, is permitted. Bottom line is that a Jew should not agree and biblically may not agree to store and guard chametz of a Gentile throughout Pesach due to the liability issue. However, a Jew, for example, may own an insurance company which insures chametz that is found in the Gentile property. In the previous lesson, we explained the mitzvah of tashbisu, which is a positive command of the Torah to destroy chametz that one owns, starting from midday of Erev Pesach, and the sages added one more hour, starting from the start of the sixth hour of the day. How does one fulfill this mitzvah? So biblically, the mitzvah can only be performed by actually destroying it, getting rid of it from the world. Ideally, it is to be performed through burning it. Although alternatively, it can also be fulfilled through breaking the chametz into crumbs and throwing it into the wind or sea. And likewise, one can flush it down the toilet. And that is a valid biblical form of destruction. However, disowning the chametz and putting it in a free-for-all area or in the garbage does not consider it destroyed. It simply considers it disowned. And even this can only be fulfilled prior to the start of the sixth hour of the day of Erev Pesach. However, past that, if you still own chametz, you must get rid of it and destroy it in a biblical manner, and simply disowning it does not suffice. When choosing to disown one's chametz and get rid of it rather than burn it, as is usually the case in everyone's home, as while we do save some chametz for the beer chametz, for the burning, for the mitzvah of tashbisu, to actually destroy it in an active way, we also end up getting rid of a lot of chametz and throwing it in a public area before the sixth hour and disowning it. In order for this disowning to be valid, it must be entered into a public for all property. It cannot remain in a property that's either owned by you or jointly owned by you. So, of course, you can't disown it and leave it in your house or even your building, courtyard, or lobby. And one who does so transgresses rabbinically the issur of owning by yamatze of chametz. We will now discuss some of the background details relating to bedikas chametz in relation to understanding its obligation. As we previously stated, the sages did not suffice with simply one disowning his chametz and leaving it in his property, but required that it be removed completely from his property to a public for all property. This is in essence what created the mitzvah, the requirement of bedikas chametz. And the sages required you to search your home for chametz in order to either destroy it with tashbisu or disown it in a public for all area. So it ends up that the mitzvah of bedikas chametz today is only rabbinical because we all plan on disowning it when we say the bittul of kol chamira. However, if one were to not disown his chametz, then the mitzvah of bedikas chametz would be biblical, as he would be required biblically to get rid of it from his home and disown it. The laws regarding one who finds chametz on Pesach. So there are various laws relating to one who finds chametz on Pesach, and when it must be destroyed, And if it's destroyed with a bracha of al-bir chametz, depending on if he finds a kazayis or not. But today, these detailed laws have become circumvented. And the reason is because almost everybody today sells their chametz through the Rav to a guy. Which means that all the chametz found in the home during Pesach actually belong to the guy. And there is no mitzvah to destroy a guy's chametz. Therefore, practically, one who did mechiras chametz, which includes most of Jewry, and finds chametz on Pesach, he is not to destroy it, but is rather simply to move the chametz with a broom, or his leg, into the designated area that is sold to the Gentile. In the event that one did not do mechiras chametz before Pesach, then we have to follow the letter of the law, which is that if he finds a kazayis of chametz, it is to be destroyed with a blessing, while if he found less than a kazayis of chametz, it is to be destroyed without a blessing. The method of destruction is, as we explained above, preferably burning or flushing it down the toilet and the like. All the above applies if one finds chametz during Chol HaMoed. However, one who finds chametz on Shabbos or Yom Tov of Pesach itself, since the chametz is considered motzah, he is not to do anything to it and is simply to cover it until Matzah Shabbos Matzah Yom Tov, in which case he is to then burn it if he did not do mechiras chametz or sweep it to the area sold to the guy. Interaction with chametz. Although we explained above that there is actually no prohibition to see chametz on Pesach, and therefore you're allowed to enter into a geisha supermarket, even though you're going to be seeing Cheerios and bread and things of the like, there is a prohibition against touching chametz, lest you come to eat it, even if you don't own it. The only time that we permit touching chametz during Pesach is on Chol HaMoed, and if it's for the purpose of destroying it. Even if it's for the purpose of giving it back to the Gentile, it is forbidden for one to touch it, and rather he is to use a stick, a broom, or his foot to give it to him. Thus, if you're in the supermarket on Pesach and a bag, a loaf of bread, or other chametz fell on the floor, you're not allowed to pick it up to put it back on the shelf.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.